Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Medical Examination. In this file, you will be examined to make sure that you're okay for a procedure. Close your eyes and imagine that you are visiting one of the many offices of Nimcha Incorporated. You are preparing for a procedure, but before the procedure can begin, you need to go through a medical exam. You need to be checked, poked, and prodded to make sure that they know everything about you and your body in advance. When you arrive at the office, it is a nice, modern place, clean and well kept. After a greeting by the receptionist, you are led through some corridors into a wing of the building that looks more medical in nature. The walls are mostly white with a green stripe, and the people here are dressed very properly in lab coats and nurse and doctor's clothing. It doesn't seem to be particularly busy, but then again, you saw no more than a few corridors. You are left behind in an examination room, where soon after, I appear, entering through the door to greet you and help you understand what it is that we're going to do. Hello there. I'm sure that this is not your first medical examination, but in case it is, I will help you through this. It is not in any way scary, and it's no more than a formality. I am not sure right now what procedure you have chosen for later, but all these things can be kept in a file for later. All these examinations, every test that we will do with you, is important. So please pay attention. Pay careful attention to my words and the commands I give you. Try to be prompt and responsive. You will be marked. I'm sorry, a tempting joke. No matter what answer you give, it is the right one because right now we are examining you, your body, your mind. And the answers have to come from you. The answers can and will be used to make sure that any procedure you choose later can be refined to exact and very detailed effectiveness. Now, before we begin, you have a choice to make. See, a nurse will soon come in, and this nurse will have to touch your body. And bar your underwear, you will be mostly undressed. So you get to choose the gender of the nurse that will be handling you. Do you prefer male or female? Answer. Interesting choice. Very well. You see me typing a few things on a tablet, and moments later the nurse comes in. Quite a nice looking one too. You are asked to undress to your underwear. And seeing that the door is indeed closed, nobody can look in, and you are here in private, you follow the command. The nurse takes your clothes and folds them neatly in a pile close to the door, making sure that you can see them and that you know where they are. You feel that the room is actually not cold at all. It is quite pleasantly warm. Even though you are standing in your underwear, you are not in any way cold. It is very comfortable, and it smells nice too. You even wonder if there's a gentle music just beyond the edge of hearing. But because I'm going to talk again, you let the thought go. As we begin, we're going to place this device around your wrist. It measures your blood pressure, heartbeat, and even does a pretty good job at measuring your temperature. Although we know that at your wrist, your temperature can fluctuate a fair bit. We chose not to go for the neck band though. Some people don't like things around their neck. The device, well, let's call it the monitoring bracelet, actually communicates everything directly to the tablet. So whenever we do a test, we can see the response immediately. You will be asked to speak a few times, but mostly you can just do as we say, and we'll be through this in no time. All right? Good. Now, since you are doing fine in responding to my words, let's begin with your ears. I'm going to let the room play a few notes, and I want you to tell me when you can no longer hear them. Rather than the boring notes that you may have heard before, they seem to be chords. They start out, well, not too high, but they go lower and lower until the note is so low that you can almost feel it instead of hear it. And soon the note is too low for you to possibly even hear, and you can feel your whole body vibrating ever so slightly. You mention that you can no longer hear it, and you can see my fingertips tap on the tablet. Again, the chords start. This time they go up, higher and higher. But to avoid making it unpleasant, the volume goes down a little bit. And again, once the sound passes the edge of what you can hear, you can still feel the sound. You can feel light shimmers all throughout your body until the noise stops. You forgot to say when you could no longer hear it, but it seems that I noticed it anyway. Very well. Now let's see about your eyes. I give you a pair of glasses. They look like fancy sunglasses with a mirroring surface. And on the back of them, some strange things, you're not quite sure. You're asked to put them on, and you almost shock a little bit as light seems to appear through your eyelids. You subconsciously close your eyes and just let the light happen. You're surprised to find out that you can actually recognize color. You see blue, green, red, and soon it even mixes into yellows, purples, oranges. It seems to shift and shimmer into all kinds of patterns and colors. You don't realize it, but your face is telling a whole story on how you're experiencing this. Time passes by. Strangely, you're starting to notice that your body is responding. You feel a slightly elevated heartbeat, and it seems as if your blood pressure is increasing, as both the sound which has caused all these nice tingles and the strange lights behind closed eyes are causing arousal. You do your best to not let us see. After what seems like an eternity, the glasses are carefully removed from your face after the lights dimmed. Again, you see me marking stuff on my tablet. And you realize that I haven't even asked what you could see. All right. Now let's see some verbal tests. I want you to repeat after me. I can speak clearly. I can repeat these words. I am repeating without thinking. This is a simple examination. I will perform to the best of my abilities. I obey without thinking. Very good, you can stop repeating. You did very well. It seems like you're perfectly able to respond and listen. Now let's do some tests on your body. You're asked to sit down on a chair. From there, the nurse gently touches you and moves you into various positions, making sure that one leg is over the other, and uses a small hammer to test your knee reflex. You can also feel them gently touching your wrists, your fingers, and looking carefully at your body, as small reflexes and larger reflexes are being tested. You can still feel the gentle arousal in your body. You didn't even notice that you just admitted that you obeyed without thinking. Perhaps you did notice and you simply don't care because you feel nice and fuzzy and relaxed. It's kind of nice to get all this attention, to feel all this happening for you. As the nurse continues to test your body, you can see me walking around you. It appears as if I'm carefully making notes on my tablet. You almost wonder if I can see the elevated heartbeat, the slight rise in temperature, the responses in your body to arousal. Alright, now that all seems to be in order, we're going to do one more small test. You did very well on the verbal test, repeating after me, so we're going to do a small memory test. Now please be aware that it is extremely important to remember exactly what I've said. It's okay if you miss a word or two. But do your best, and we'll see how much you can remember. Now listen carefully. I will ask you to repeat this from the moment I say start until the moment I say repeat. Is this clear? Start. I will remember all these words and I will repeat them to the best of my ability. I will be obedient and precise in my repetition. Repeat. That's quite all right. Very interesting. Now keep in mind that we're asking you to repeat something after some other tests, so it is perfectly possible that your mind is a bit fuzzy right now. Especially the eye test seems to do this to people sometimes. But I'm sure you're not entirely surprised knowing what we do. Now we also have some other physical tests. So far you're doing very well, actually. I have to apologize though, the electrodes are a little bit cold when we place them on you. We still haven't found a perfect way to do this. We are going to test your response to stimuli. Now we're not going to go anywhere near pain levels, but I have been told that the feeling is extremely pleasant. So please do not be ashamed if some arousal occurs. It is completely natural if your body gets aroused by the stimulation of these electrodes on your body. The nurse is carefully placing them in a few select places. On your chest, arms, inner thighs, hips. Just making sure that we can alternate in different places and test your body's response. It begins with a little tingle, almost a crackling, and then a sweet buzz. Although the nurse is no longer touching you, it feels almost as if something vibrating is being held against certain places. And then from vibration, it seems to turn into waves of massaging pressure, like a deep tissue massage that seems to ripple across your muscles and your nerves. These waves are becoming more and more pleasurable. With each passing moment, they seem to find out exactly the right frequency and the right place. And maybe you've even realized that the electrodes are placed in such a way that the electricity between them can be adjusted to touch almost every spot in your body. Having two alternate with different intensities can allow the focus point to be moved between them. And especially the two on your inner thighs mixing with the two on your hips are doing devious things to very pleasurable areas. Sometimes you almost want to open your eyes to check that the nurse is not actually touching you, but you can feel the sensations coursing through you more and more intensely, and slowly but surely gasps will escape. It seems to stop quite suddenly, almost frustratingly so. But it also feels sort of nice, the quiet before a storm. The nurse carefully removes the electrodes and helps you stand up. Once you're standing, you're placed in a position. First, just standing up with your arms to the side. You don't even have to be told to stand quiet and still. Your body does it for you. In fact, it feels completely natural to be commanded around like this. Then, as I tell you to spread your arms, the nurse doesn't even have to help you as your arms move up by themselves, making you stand like a capital T. Moments pass as you stand in this position perfectly. You feel completely peaceful, as you know that you can simply obey without having to think. Your arms are lowered again, and softly the nurse presses against your back. You remember that you've been told to stand still, and you naturally let yourself lean back against him so that you stay in the same place. Your back and legs automatically move without you needing to do anything. As the nurse gently stops pushing you, you stay standing beautifully still, obedient, calm. You can feel the same goggles being put back on your head that were used for the eye test. It doesn't take long for the flashing lights to start. You mentally sigh in relaxation. You can feel a slow, deep rumble affecting your whole body. As you stand calm, horny, sensitive in the center of this room, every part of you is being examined, your mind and body exposed. And you can hear the soft smile in my voice. Very interesting. Very well. I think you're ready for the procedure. With your mind beautifully deep, soft, changing lights in front of your eyes, your body sensitive and almost moaning with pleasure of the deep, unheard frequencies. You are indeed ready. And if my voice follows, stay nice and deep. Otherwise, you're going to awaken with a very pleasurable sensation. Good luck.